Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, good morning. Joe Beamer here with you. Brian off today. He'll be back here tomorrow. So much going on. So much around town, around the country. And you get it all right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, including this afternoon. And you know, I'm not saying I like driving in the snow or in icy conditions. Of course, I hate driving in the snow or icy conditions. I really hate driving in the rain. And are you like this? Maybe I shouldn't be. But I am absolutely dreading my drive back here this afternoon. Not because I don't like being here. I love being in this building. I love being in a studio with a microphone in front of me. Don't get me wrong. But I am dreading the drive back here this afternoon because I know it's going to be stormy. It's going to be raining. They're calling for severe thunderstorms. And like I said, there's nothing worse in my opinion than driving through, you know, absolute downpour, thunderstorms, a light rain. Okay, it's annoying. But when you're talking about just a downpour where you can hear it, where they're calling for hail, oh my gosh. So that's literally been on my mind since I woke up. You know, I wake up, here's what I do, guys. I get up, I already picked out my clothes the night before, most of the time. I look at the forecast on the app while I'm walking my dog. My dog always gets a 4 a.m. walk. And then, you know, I look at that today. I looked at the hourly, and it said 2 o'clock. And wouldn't you know, 2 o'clock is when I'm taking my son back to my parents' house for daycare and then coming here to host. So, oof. Well, I'll not be looking forward to that. I'm hoping there's a wobble. We always hear about the wobble in the lake effect storms. I'm hoping we get that with the thunderstorm. But be on the lookout. The point of all that is, during the storm, WBEN will be the place to be, right? We'll give you updates. If there's problem areas, we'll tell you. You'll know what's going on with this storm by listening all day, and especially at our forecast at the top and bottom of the hour. So keep it tuned right here to News Radio 930 WBEN. All right. I'm an idiot, and yesterday proved it. And I really don't know what's going on. Now, I've done numerous shows about my as some would call it, my OCD when I'm leaving my house, right? We've talked about this. I walk through my house numerous times to make sure I've turned everything off. Now, at our new place, I have to make sure that I've blocked the stairway so our dog doesn't go upstairs and use the upstairs carpet to go to the bathroom. Yes, he's 11 and will still do that. So I'm, you know, I will walk through. And now that I have a kid, it's even more annoying because I will just be carrying my son as I'm checking, did I turn this off? Did I turn that off? Well, yesterday, and again, quick turnaround, you know, went home around 10:30, hung out, went for a walk, which was great, took a nap in my son's room. We have construction paper over my son's windows, so it's just, it's, you can just pass right out no matter what time of day it is. Anyway, did all that and got ready to go back, or to come back here, and I forgot that I had gone to the bathroom to brush my teeth. Not because I don't usually brush my teeth. I had just forgotten that step in leaving. So I went around the house and did my checks. Did I turn the oven off? Did I turn the stove off? Did I turn the kitchen sink off? I forgot to turn off the bathroom sink. And the bathroom sink ran for 4 hours yesterday afternoon. And you know, you might be going, Joe, what's the big deal? For me, the guy who runs around and checks, is this closed? Is this off? Did I lock this? The fact that I didn't go back and check to see if I turned off the bathroom sink. Do you realize what that means for today when I'm getting ready to leave the house? Oh my gosh. Now, we've all left stuff on. That's how it gets to the point where it is. But the fact that I didn't even check it, when I check everything else, and that sink ran for 4 hours. And the funny thing is, just a month ago, we had to unclog that sink. We had been putting it off since we moved in, and I finally got the snake and cleaned out that drain. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if I had done this when the drain was still clogged? Oh my, the damage, the flood my wife would have walked home to. And of course, I get a text, you left the sink on. And I just, did it flood? That was my response. And of course, my wife goes to, no, but can you imagine what that's going to do to our bill? Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Jeez, but I was shocked that I had not gone up there and checked it. But luckily, my wife got home. She did turn the sink off, but 4 hours of the sink just running in the bathroom. I don't know what should I do today. Not brush my teeth, or just, you know, make sure I turn the sink off. I mean, this is common now. Numerous times I have left the sink on, not to leave, but like I've washed the dishes and then just started walking away from the sink to go sit down on the couch. Like this has happened a few times now. I'm getting a little scared, guys. You know, luckily I haven't left the stove on. I am guilty of leaving the oven on. Again, not when I leave because I check so many times. That's why this is so surprising. But leaving the sink on, this is, it's concerning. And now, of course, it's going to be the one thing on my mind when I leave today. 803-0930, star 930, the number to call in if you want to get on the line. And I want to talk about something we're going to talk with our guest, Steve Greenberg from Siena Polls, is going to be our guest at 9:35, talk about their most recent poll. And one of the things on that poll is this discussion to increase the 5 cents deposit to 10 cents. And guys, I don't know, maybe someone could call in and explain this to me. I just think that's a complete waste of time. Like, I think it's a complete waste of legislation. And obviously, it's just a money grab by the state because they're going to hope that you don't return your cans or your plastic bottles, right? I mean, it's one of two things. They're going to tell you it's for the climate, right? It's to save the climate. It's to, you know, the green initiative. But let's be honest. What the state of New York is hoping that you don't go back and get that 10 cents a bottle. That's what they're hoping now. They're hoping that the bottle finds its way to the garbage can. Don't let them tell you they want you to recycle. They care about that. This is all a money grab. And now they want to increase this to 10 cents. Again, now that means if you get a 12-pack of soda, obviously, $1.20 extra for that 12-pack of soda. In the short term, right, the purchase of one 12-pack doesn't seem like a lot. But over time, especially if you don't return your cans, and I accuse people of being lazy. I think a lot of people are lazy. I'm not sure this one's lazy. I mean, sometimes it's just easier to throw the can in the garbage can. I'm sorry. We all have done it. I'm looking in the garbage can here in the studio. Someone threw a can away. It wasn't me. Okay? People throw their cans and bottles away. So in my opinion, this is just a money grab. Sienna did a poll, and part of that poll was asking people about the 10 cents deposit, and 46% to 43% margin are against it in New York State. What about you? What do you think about this? Again, I call it a money grab. Do you think that the state is sincere? That they really want to save the planet by making sure you pay a little extra to force you to return those cans to Wegmans or to Tops? And hey, I'm not saying don't. You know, I'm the king of cheapness, okay? I would say get the biggest bag you can of cans and bottles and let's go to the grocery store. But we have to be honest. You know how many times I go to people's houses and I'm like, oh, what do I do with the can? Oh, just throw it away. I would say that's more often than, oh, there's a bucket of cans next to the fridge. Growing up, my parents had the big can of cans next to the fridge. And then when it was cans and water bottles, my parents expanded and now they have three buckets next to the fridge. I mean, I think, and Brian and I have talked about this, I think if you want to be, if you're sincere, right, and you really want to make sure more things are getting recycled, let's put that 5 cents deposit on your gallon of milk. Now, I realize it's only 1 5-cent deposit because no one's buying a case of milk. But let's put it on your milk. Let's put it on wine bottles. Let's put it on Gatorade bottles. Let's put it on everything. Because guess what people aren't doing? Number one, I already said, there are people who are just throwing their cans away. But number two, do you know what less people are doing than returning their cans to the grocery store? Putting stuff in the blue bin. Or I think now you've got a recycled canister as well. Whatever. Drive down the street on collection day. How many people actually have the bin of recyclables out? It's very few. Or maybe I'm just driving through the wrong neighborhoods. I don't know. But it's very few. The gallon jug of milk is not seeing the recycle bin. It's more likely seeing your garbage can. So instead of trying to get us to pay more for our Friday 12-pack or for our summer vanilla Cokes, how about expand it? Expand it to everything. Anything that's a recyclable item, if you truly care, make us pay a deposit on it so it'll make its way to the recycle bin. But they're not going to do that. Again, why charge 5 cents on the gallon of milk when I can charge 10 cents on something I know you're buying multiple of? I know you're buying 36 water bottles. There's $3.60 right there. You're not going to return all 36 water bottles. I know you're buying a case of beer, a case of pop, a case of water. So let's increase that. That makes a lot more sense. If you're in Albany and you're like, hey, we have a ridiculous budget, we got to fund this somehow. But like I said, by a 3% margin, New Yorkers oppose this increase on containers. And we'll talk to Steve Greenberg about that from Siena. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, though. 803, am I completely wrong? If I am, again, I am fine with people telling me that I'm looking at this wrong. Joe, they are sincere. They want you to get that stuff back to the store and return it. They don't want to keep the money. It's like the TSA. The TSA doesn't want to have $1 million of money that you left at the security checkpoint. But, you know, you left it and never came back for it. 803-0930, star 930. It's also the number to get on the text board. Speaking of that budget, it is interesting. And I realize New York has New York City. Okay, so I realize that the budget is going to be a little inflated. But yesterday, I was talking to a representative in the Missouri Assembly who is now running for treasurer. We had something in common because I was treasurer of student government at Medi. And he was talking about the budget, the Missouri budget. $51.7 billion. New York, $237 billion. I mean, it's crazy to see the difference in the two budgets. Again, I realize New York State has more people. They have New York City. Do they have $156 billion more worth of people? I don't think so. And it's very interesting when you break down the two states' budgets and what one state thinks they need to provide you with and what the other one refuses. New York State refuses to cut anything. And they'll tell you, we looked at all the options. I mean, again, I will say this. It is amazing to me when you have people leaving. People are leaving the state. Again, you're listening. I guarantee you know someone who is going to be or has left the state in the last 5 years. I need more than my two hands to count the people I know who have left the state in the last decade. But somehow the budget continues to get more and more and more. We can't pay it. But the budget seems to get more expensive. Add more. We can't take out. No, we can't take out any of this. It's not our fault. We need $2.5 billion for those who are not legally here. But again, you invited them. So it kind of is your fault. So expect to see more of this. Expect to see more of the state just finding ways to take more money from you. Right? I mean, we're seeing it in Erie County. We are seeing it here. They're going to continue to raise the sales tax. Or I'm sorry, to continue to keep the, quote, temporary sales tax increase. And when asked to bring it to a referendum so the citizens of Erie County can vote, you've got the majority, the Democrats, fighting the citizens' opportunity to vote on should the temporary sales tax increase be permanent. The county executive saying, well, it would probably fail if we left it to the people. Well, you should still leave it to the people. Like, just because you're not going to win. I've never understood that. I think more big ticket items should be on the ballot in November. And people are going to say, well, you vote for so-and-so to be your voice. You do. That's correct. But guess what? I've never voted for someone who I 100% agree with. That's never happened. Everyone I've ever cast a vote for, I've had a disagreement on something. So in theory, that sounds good. And of course, the Buffalo News is going to back anything Mark Poloncarr says. So they had an editorial on Sunday, which, I mean, was just a propaganda piece. And you know how I know it's a propaganda piece? Because Mark Poloncarr's and Jeremy Zellner retweeted it. That's how you know it's a propaganda piece. But no one, again, unless you're just a puppet, okay? Unless you're just a puppet and your life is just repeating the talking points that one of the two major parties has put out, no one 100% agrees with the people that they've elected. They find the person who they who have more in common when it comes to the important issues, right? You pick the issues you vote for, and that's who you vote for. But there are still some things you disagree with. And that's why I think when we have these big topic issues, these sales tax increase, why not let the people vote on it? And guess what? If it gets voted down, like if your school budget gets voted down, well, then you might have to make adjustments, right? You might have to cut the fat. And unfortunately, there's not an Ozempic that we can just inject into Albany. You're actually going to have to look and cut the fat. But it's something this county doesn't want to do, and it's something the state doesn't want to do. And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. So we're the suckers that stay here and continue to get taxed while New York State keeps giving themselves a pay increase. But no relief for you, even if you want to go buy that 36-pack of water. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, we'll be talking about this poll. There's much more than just the deposit debate in here. We'll be talking about the presidential campaign. We'll be talking about the campus protests and more with Steve Greenberg. After this, it's B-Maz and Beamer.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome back. It is B-Maz and Beamer. Joe Beamer with you. Brian off today. Thank you so much for kicking your day off with us. We appreciate it. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We are joined this segment by Steve Greenberg. He's from the Siena Research Institute. Steve, a very good morning.
Good morning to you. Great to be with you, Joe.
Steve, new poll out this morning, and I want to start with everything in this poll has gotten a lot of attention, but the one thing that's gotten a lot of attention over the last month has been the campus protests. And I found the numbers very interesting, Steve. By a 72% to 22% margin, New Yorkers support students peacefully protesting. However, also, 70 to 22%, they say the protests went too far, and they support the police being called in. So it seems like the same people who support it also think that it went too far.
That's exactly right. I mean, and the interesting thing is that it's the top line numbers, but it's also when you go below by party. On all four of these statements, and you talked about two of them, but on all four of these statements, there is agreement, and Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, there's a difference in degree, but on all four of these questions, Democrats, Republicans, Independents all agree with these statements.
Yeah, and then, Steve, we go to that next one. As you said, there's four questions on this. The 64% of New Yorkers, and this one kind of surprised me, but 64% say that they understand the frustration demonstrators have. However, again, 61% say that the demonstrators have forgotten that Hamas started the war. Maybe I'm missing something here, but it kind of seems like the comments go against each other, yet they have very similar numbers.
Exactly right, Joe. What we have here is that people are conflicted, perhaps, or maybe they're not conflicted. Maybe these four ideas don't fall into conflict with each other. You can believe that students should be able to peacefully demonstrate. You can also believe that when the protests go too far, the police should be called in, that you understand and believe there should be a ceasefire, and that you also feel that some of these demonstrations are crossing a line into anti-Semitism. It's not necessarily contradictory.
And Steve, I'm sure it's not the end we'll hear of these protests. I know school is out for now, but I'm sure still a lot of minds on the campus protests that we saw nationwide, including right here at the University of Buffalo. Let's go to something we were talking about before we had John, Steve, and that is the deposits going up from 5 cents to 10 cents and very close on this poll, but still a slight majority of New Yorkers do not want to see the current 5 cents deposit go up to 10 cents.
That's right. It's a plurality of New Yorkers. 46% say no, 43% say yes. Not surprisingly on this one, we do have a partisan divide. 51% of Democrats say yes, 58% of Republicans say no. On this question, independents look a little bit more like Republicans, with 51% of independents saying no. If we look at it regionally, New York City mildly supports. The downstate suburbs are vehemently opposed, and upstate is closely divided but leaning negative, 46-42. It almost looks like the state as a whole. One of the more interesting crosstabs that I've seen recently is on this question, because those households where the household income is under $50,000 a year, they support increase, doubling the bottle bill from 5 to 10 cents, 51 to 35%. But those households where the income is $100,000 or more, they oppose it, 49 to 38%.
Steve, why do you think that is? Is it because people who make more than $100,000 are less likely to take their cans back?
I don't know what the reason is. I was very surprised by that that finding, that there's such a disparity between lower income households and upper income households on this question.
Yeah, because before that you had me. I mean, obviously the party, I could see, a slight majority of Democrats supporting it, and obviously a majority of Republicans not supporting it. You had me there. The last part of that poll, very, very surprising. Steve?
Yeah, and there's another piece of it that's not surprising either. Younger voters, those under 35, they support it, 51 to 35. But older voters, my crowd, 55 and older, oppose it, 54 to 35.
Yeah, yeah. that one makes sense. Steve, now to the big showdown in November, and I know you guys are going to be keeping an eye on this. You have been and will continue to right through the election, and that is Trump versus Biden. Now, Steve, I looked closely at this because we have heard the last few weeks former President Trump say that he's going to make New York a battleground state. Do we see any proof of that?
Not yet. It is far closer than I think the Biden campaign and Democrats in New York would like to see it. Right now, Biden leads Trump 47 to 38%, virtually unchanged from last month when it was 47 to 37%. It's a 9-point lead for Biden in a state where 49% of the enrolled voters are Democrats, only 22% of the enrolled voters in this state are Republican. No Republican presidential candidate has won New York since Ronald Reagan's reelection back in 1984, 40 years ago. So you wouldn't think, quote unquote, true blue New York would be in play. And I would argue that at the moment, it's still not in play. But the longer it stays in single digits, maybe it does. We'll see. At the same time, we asked voters on, are they inclined to vote for a Democrat for Congress or a Republican for Congress, to see, where voters are on that. By a narrow margin, but less narrow than this, 16 points, voters say they want to see the House in Democratic hands.
So if you look at those numbers, a few voters here in New York might actually be splitting their ballot.
Absolutely. Look, we do have split ballot voters in New York. We see it every year. But those are those swing voters in the middle. I mean, there's a lot of voters who know every election they're voting straight Republican or straight Democrat. There are those swing voters in the middle, and they're the people who decide elections.
Now, if there is any good news for President Biden in New York State, he has the lead. And it seems like his favorability in New York State is higher than it is in other parts of the country.
Yeah, it's not where he would like it to be. It's not where it's been in the past. It's underwater, and that's not good for a Democrat in New York, where, again, you know, Democrats have a better than 2-1 enrollment edge. Right now, 45% of voters have a favorable view of Joe Biden, 50% view Biden unfavorably. In terms of his job approval rating, 46% of voters approve of the job that Biden is doing as president, but a majority, 51%, disapprove.
Steve, I'm sorry. I know I took you a little over what I said, so I just got two more questions for you, if that's okay. And sure. The first one is the Trump trial. This surprised me because I feel, you know, we work in news radio, right? So we're talking Trump trial every day. I felt like outside of this realm of working in news, it didn't get the attention that I think people in this industry thought it was. But Sienna's saying that I was wrong. A lot of people are paying attention to this.
Absolutely. Two-thirds of voters say they're paying either a great deal or at least some attention to the trial. 29% a great deal, 37% some. And then you have about a third of voters who say they're paying very little or no attention at all to it. We asked those voters, all of the voters, do you think that Trump will be found guilty or will not be found guilty? It's close. 40% of New Yorkers think Trump will be found guilty. 35% think he will not. Not surprising, the partisan split with Democrats better than 2-1 saying he will be. Republicans overwhelmingly say he will not be. Independents closely divided on that question. But then we followed it up and asked voters, if Trump is guilty, will it make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or make no difference in your vote? And we also asked, if he's not found guilty, will it make you more likely, less likely, or make no difference? Virtually no difference in the numbers. 14% of voters said that if he's found guilty, it'll make them more likely to vote for Trump. 17% said it would make them less likely. Two-thirds, 65% say it will make no difference. And if Trump is not found guilty, 15% say it'll make them more likely to vote for Trump. 12% say it'll make them less likely to vote for Trump. But 71% say, yeah, not going to make a difference.
And Steve, my final question, and you know you're on a radio station in Buffalo, so we do have to ask about Governor Kathy Hochul, who's from Buffalo. Her approval rating, her favorability, a little lower than that of President Biden.
You know, right now Biden's underwater by 5 points. Hochul in her favorability rating is down by underwater by 8 points. So currently 38% of voters view Kathy Hochul favorably, 46%. A plurality view her unfavorably. It's actually very close to what it was last month when it was 40-49. And in terms of her job approval rating, down the middle almost. 45% of voters approve of the job Hochul is doing as governor. 46% disapprove. Slight improvement from last month when it was 45% approve, 49% disapprove.
Steve, always great catching up with you, and I know we'll talk a few times between now and the election. Thank you so much.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
That is Steve Greenberg. He is with the Siena Research Institute. Their poll coming out just a few hours ago and going over really the highlights of that poll, the campus protest, which, you know, I know college is out now and obviously people aren't protesting, right? They're home. A lot of people are not on campus, but I don't think people forget what happened just a few weeks ago when you had certain colleges being taken over, right? Buildings being taken over by protesters. People aren't going to forget that. And people aren't going to forget some of what the signs said, what the chants were of these demonstrators. Some of these demonstrators went far and, you know, you could say were saying stuff that are on, you know, that go by hate speech. I mean, some of the things people were saying were anti-Semitic, these demonstrators. And I don't think people are going to forget that, even though we're not going to see these protests because, you know, college is out for the summer. But I appreciate Sienna asking New Yorkers these questions, and I hope they continue to. Like I said, I'd like to know what these numbers are a month from now when you're 2 months removed from these protests, because I think people will still remember what was going on, what these colleges allowed to happen, right? How far some of these colleges went before they actually stepped in, and what some of these signs and chants were saying. I think that's the kind of stuff that sticks with people. And we'll see. We'll see if I'm right over the summer, if people keep voting the way they have been in these polls. 803-0930-930. We've got just a little time left to talk to you about anything we talked with Steve Greenberg about and what we were talking about in that first segment with recycling. Bill in Williamsville has been very patient during that interview. Bill, thanks for hanging on.
You got it. No problem. I would question what happens to the recycling that we put in the recycling bins. Does it actually get separated? Does it get recycled? Does it get refined again, particularly the aluminum cans, which is so much better than mining and starting from square one. But my question, I've heard various people say it doesn't get recycled the way you think it gets recycled. And I'm thinking back on a Looney Tunes with Porky Pig, where his dad is sorting mail in this big matrix, and it all goes back into a common bag behind the wall, and, you know, the mailman then goes out. And I wonder, does everything get recycled properly? And I don't know the answer to that, so I want to toss it on out if anybody has some insight into it.
Bill, that's a great question. And I think it all depends on where you're throwing something into the recycle bin. Thank you, Bill, for the call. Bill in Williamsville. I think it all has to do with, because let's be honest, I'm not saying here. I think here we're very good with putting things in the right container on its way to be shipped out. But I have in the past worked at places that had the recycle bin, the feel-good recycle bin. Oh, Joe, make sure you throw this in. And I have seen that recycle bin get emptied into the same dumpster I was putting everything. I can say the place because they're no longer in business. It was Bed Bath & Beyond. And it was the store I worked at, so let's not say the whole company. But the store that I worked at before coming here, there was a recycle bin in the break room, and I at least twice saw those things in the recycle bin get dumped into the dumpster. The reason I saw it is because I was the receiving lead at the store, and part of being the receiving lead was I had to take the stuff out to the dumpster. And guess what? I saw the bag of cans that were supposed to be recycled in the dumpster. So, Bill, I think that's a great question. And again, I think it's where you're throwing that can or bottle into a recycling bin. I think if you're going to a grocery store and, you know, it gets crushed down, and I think there's probably a system there, and those make their way to where they're supposed to actually be recycled. But that recycle bin at work, I don't know. That recycle bin at some company, you know, some store you're walking into that's not a grocery store that just says, hey, make sure you put your recyclables here. I don't know. You'd like to think they all have good intentions. But let's be honest, sometimes you get lazy. Sometimes the wrong person is in charge of that, and it ends up in the dumpster with everything else. I'm not saying everyone. I'm not even saying a majority. I'm just saying we all know. We all have dealt with lazy people. So we'll have to just wait and see. I had a family member that, this is from the text board. I had a family member that worked at a place and said that a lot of times they just put the recycling into the landfill. Again, I would say even more likely in the past that probably happened. But you still have lazy people. You have people that I'm not going to put the extra effort in. Hey, my day's over. I just have to take this out and I can go home. Come on. We've all, A, been in that situation, and we all know that person. And if you're working somewhere where the wrong person's in charge of stuff like that, well, guess what? It's going to go there, and you're not going to get your 10 cents back. Not that you would get your 10 cents back if you put it in the work recycle bin. I get it. It was a bad joke to end the show. Let's not judge the show on that poor joke. Okay. By the way, I'm keeping my eye. I don't know about you. I know we're all talking about the Trump trial and people are keeping their eyes on that, according to Sienna. But I'm keeping my eyes on this Graceland trial. I mean, this is news that popped up yesterday. I had no idea this was even happening. Graceland, as you know, the home of Elvis, right? It's been it's on a lot of people's list to go visit. I've always said it's amazing that they were able to leave the upstairs in the condition it's in now. What we've been told the condition is, because you or I have not been able to go upstairs at Graceland, right? It's been sealed off since the day Elvis passed away, with only few people being able to go and actually see Elvis's bedroom and bathroom the way it was the day he died. But the fact that Graceland might be lost in foreclosure, that is a huge story. A place that has been preserved. It's like walking back into the 70s. And if Elvis's granddaughter loses the case, Graceland could be taken from the Presley family. That is something I'll be keeping my eye on. I don't know about you. Hope you have a great day. David Bellavia is up next, followed by Tom Bowerly. I will be on 97.1 again in 97.1 FM Talk, filling in for Mark Reardon this afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock our time. You can listen on the Odyssey app. On demand, obviously, after our great live and local programming here on WBEN. So you want to catch the show on demand, just go to the Odyssey app and click on the Mark Reardon Show. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 o'clock here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.